turn them to chapter 30 of Proverbs. And while you're doing that, I just want to say I was a little bit hurt. Brother Wynn hurt my feelings when we come in. I looked up here and all these flowers, and I thought, boy, they've either heard how ugly I am or they really want to make me welcome. And he told me you had a wedding yesterday, so. Nah. But I appreciate the opportunity to be in God's house tonight. And I don't try to say much funny, but I don't think it hurts God's people to smile. And I appreciate Brother Wynn. I haven't met him, but like he said, maybe twice, and just feel like a kindred spirit. I even like his name. Amen. I got an unusual name, and he's got an unusual name. And my granddad was born in 1882, and my dad was born when he was 60. And when I was born and they told my granddad what they was going to name me, he said, why in the world didn't you name him something common like Bill or Fred or John? And I got stuck with the name Julian. And if you don't forget nothing else, if you don't remember nothing else about me, you'll probably remember my name. But I want to tell you just a little bit about me. Not that I'm important, but I like to know about folks that's preaching the word. I'm 43 years old. I've lived all my life within about 2 miles of where I'm at now, and I was raised in the North Carolina side of the Virginia line. Went to Sturgill's Baptist Church all my life. Made a profession when I was a little boy, went and got baptized, but never didn't get saved. And when I was 16 years old, the Holy Spirit began to deal with my heart and show me that I was lost, that I was a hypocrite. I was a church member, but I wasn't a child of God. Got saved April 14th when I was 16 years old. I can't remember what year that was. I can't hardly remember. One person here I know outside of Brother Wynn went to school with her. Just barely remembered her face. But I got saved when I was 16. Had grown up in a good family. And the devil got into my family not shortly after I got saved and just made a wreck out of it. And I got out in the world and but all my life, I remember the call of God on my heart to preach. Even before I got saved, I remember as a little boy. And then in 1993, November the 8th, 1993, I answered the call to preach. And been a trying to serve the Lord to the best of my ability ever since. I've been hearing some awful good preaching here lately. And I told somebody, I said, I've been a preaching for about 18 years and I still feel like I'm in kindergarten. Amen. But I want to serve the Lord and do what He'd have me to do. And if you have your Bibles open tonight, again, I'll say it's good to be here to Proverbs chapter 30. If you would, just for a moment, please stand in reverence of God's Word. Appreciate the good singing tonight and the sweet spirit we feel here. Proverbs chapter 30, beginning at verse 1. It says, the words of Agur, the son of Jacob, even the prophecy, the man spake unto Ithiel, even to Ithiel and Ucal. Surely I am more brutish than any man, and have not the understanding of a man. I neither learned wisdom, nor have the knowledge of the holy. Who hath ascended up into heaven, or descended? Who hath gathered the winds in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Fathers, we bow before you again tonight. Father, we thank you for a beautiful day, Father. Father, for the good rain, and Father, for all the blessings of life, Father. And we know every good thing, Father, and every good gift comes from you. And Father, we thank you tonight for that. And Father, we thank you for the opportunity to stand. And Lord, you know us better than anyone, better than we know ourselves tonight, Father. We're unable, Lord, to do anything good. We're unable, Father, to touch anybody's heart tonight. But, Father, we just ask you would use us, Lord, as a vessel, Father, fit for your use by the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. And, Father, we just ask you to take us and use us for a moment of time here, Father, for your honor and your glory. And, Father, that your word would go forth and it'd touch hearts and do that work that only it can do, Father, tonight in our hearts and our lives. Father, we just pray you'd have your will in the way, and we ask these things and ask for your help in Jesus' name tonight. Amen. 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 I'm not the smartest cookie in the jar or the however you say them the things. I'm not all that bright. I'm really not. But I thank God that every now and then He'll show me a little something. And as I was reading this this book of Proverbs and reading these verses, these two questions here that sticks out to me. And the first one is in the last part of chapter 4. It says, well, both of them are in verse 4, excuse me. It said, what is his name? Or what is his son? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Now, anybody that's been in church for a while can answer that question right off the bat. Amen. It said, who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the winds in his fist or bound the waters in a garment? Who have established all the ends of the earth. Amen. Anybody, you could ask any child that had been in Bible school that question, and they'd say, well, it's God. Amen. It's God. It's the God of heaven. Amen. But it said, what is his name? And you can ask different folks what God's name is, and some will tell you Jehovah, and some will tell you different things. But God showed me over there in Exodus. I believe God answered it for us. Amen. You read over there in Exodus chapter 3, and Moses, you know, was out in the desert, and he was tending his father-in-law's sheep, and the Bible said he looked and he saw the burning bush over there, and it was burned and not consumed. And the Bible said he turned aside to see this sight. And when he turned aside, God spoke to him and said, Moses, he said, take off your shoes for the place you stand, holy ground, amen. And I'm glad when we get around God, amen, where God is, it's holy ground, amen. I'll tell you, we live in a day and a time when people don't esteem God very holy, and they don't esteem his church and his word and his people and his preachers very holy anymore, amen. But I'm going to tell you all, amen, that God touches today is holy and set apart, and we're to be holy and set apart. But he said, take off your shoes, Moses, for you're on holy ground. And Moses stood there, and God began to speak to him. And he said, I've seen the afflictions of my children down in Egypt, amen. And they're in bondage. And said, I've heard their cries. And Moses, and I'm just putting this in my own words, but he said, Moses, I'm going to send you down there to Pharaoh, and you're going to tell him, and he's going to let my people go, and you're going to lead them out. And Moses began to, to make excuses like we do a lot of times. God, I can't do it. I can't speak plain. I can't talk. I don't have the ability to do that. But anyway, God and Moses began to reason there together. And Moses asked God this question. He said, when I get down there and the children of Israel ask me, who sent you? Said, what am I going to tell them? What am I going to say to them? And God said, tell them that I am sent you. Tell them that I am that I am. And he goes on down and he said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, and the God of Israel, amen. Or the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, and this is my memorial and this is my name to all generations. I am. Now I read that verse all my life where God said, tell them I am that I am. And I thought, God, what does that mean? And y'all may have done heard this preached, amen. I don't know. God just give this to me. I don't get my messages from somebody else, amen. I just try to get them from God, amen. And I found out God to give his preachers, amen, messages a whole lot alike. I ain't got nothing new, Brother Wynn. They ain't nothing new tonight, are they, in God's word? But he said, tell them I am. And I thought about that as a child. I remember thinking, what was your meaning, God? Well, one day, not too many years ago, I was sitting down and reading that, and God began to show me. You know, the children of Israel were down in Egypt for 400 years. Amen. They had no doubt heard about the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Amen. And they'd heard about how God had brought Joseph down into Egypt. Amen. And set him up as ruler and prospered him. Amen. But now they've been down there 400 years and the pharaohs had changed. Amen. And the children of Israel no longer had favor down in Egypt. Amen. And they were bond slaves. Amen. They were laboring and they were under great burdens. Amen. And I can imagine as they thought back on the stories they had heard of this great God of Abraham. Where's he at? And what's he doing? Amen. Why are we down here? And I can see him as Moses comes into the camp. He's been gone, if I remember right, 40 years, has he not? Out in the wilderness. And he comes back into Egypt. And he calls the elders of Israel together. And he said, God's going to deliver us. And I wonder if them elders wasn't a lot like we are. Well, Moses, are you sure? I mean, we've been down here 400 years. Look how strong the Egyptians are. Look at their armies. Look at their chariots. Are you sure, Moses? Do you think he can do it? And I believe Moses just looked at him and said, well, why don't you ask God? They might have looked up and said, God, are you able to deliver us? And God looked down and said, I am. Amen. And he began to bring the plagues upon the Egyptians, amen, one after the other and one after the other. And he made a difference between the children of Israel and the children of Egypt, amen. And it come down to the last plague there, and he brought the death, amen, to those that the blood, where the blood wasn't applied. He brought death to the children of Egypt, amen. And Pharaoh, amen, thrust them out, amen. And I can see them, you know, they're a lot like we are. Amen. They got out there. And you know, God, he don't do things the way we'd think he ought to do things all the time, does he? I mean, he don't work in your life the way, you know, I don't know about you, but I get plans of how things ought to go. And I think, God, you ought to do it this way, and you ought to do it that way. And I mean, just recently, there's been a whole lot of things I thought would go one way that went the other way. And I can see them now. Moses gets the children of Israel, and he takes them out into the wilderness down against the Red Sea of all the places to take them. You see, God don't work on our terms. Amen. God don't do things the way we think he'd do them. I mean, you would think a great military leader. I mean, now Moses, he'd been out in the backside of the desert, and he knew the ways of the desert. He knew the things to do, but he is a following God. Amen. And God said, go out down here to the Red Sea. They got down to the Red Sea, and they looked back behind them, and here comes Pharaoh's army. Don't you think there's a whole lot like we are? Well, God, what in the world are you doing? God, why have you brought us this way? Amen. There's a Red Sea on one side, the army on the other. Surely we're going to die. God, I mean, they begin to murmur to Moses. Moses, why have you brought us out here? I wonder, and I know the Bible don't say this word for word, but I just wonder if Moses didn't look at him and say, well, why don't you ask God if he's able? Hey, look at him and say, God, are you able? And he says, I am. Amen. Moses, stretch out your arm. And that old Red Sea rolled back. Amen. Hey, when the Bible said they went through on dry ground. I want to tell you tonight, amen, I'm glad tonight that I serve and I am God. Amen. I'm glad that I've never took nothing to him, Brother Wynn, that was so hard that I'd look up and say, God, are you able? I've never had him scratch his head and say, well, I don't know. Amen. I've never had him look down and say, well, you're going to have to hold on while I figure this out. Amen. No, God's got a plan, and he's well able tonight to take care of his children. Amen. You look at them as they went through the Red Sea. They got on the other side, and they begin to rejoice, and they begin to sing, amen, and shout the praises of God. But it wasn't just a few days later, there's a wanting water. And they begin to murmur again. And God got a little upset with them, didn't he? I mean, over the course of this thing, and I'm jumping ahead, but you know the story. He got upset with them because they murmured and they complained and they didn't trust in a God that was able, amen. I believe sometimes he gets upset with us tonight, church, because we get this world in our mind, amen, and in our sights and in our eyes and let it overwhelm us, and we forget that we serve a God that's well able, amen, to overcome everything in this world, amen. He's not dead in 2011, folks. Amen. I can see them there. They complained about the water. We don't have any water. The waters are bitter. Amen. And God fixed that. Amen. And you go on down again and they run out of water. And they run out of food. Hey, they didn't have nothing to eat. And God sent a manna from heaven. Amen. God smote the rock and brought water out of the rock. Amen. He defeated their enemies time and time again. Amen. I believe every time they come up against something, some of them might have looked up in doubt and said, God, are you able? Amen. He'd say, I am. Amen. I wonder about us tonight. How many times do we come up against roadblocks in our life? Amen. And troubles and things we didn't see. Amen. And instead of looking to God and looking up and saying, God, are you able? And letting him answer. Amen. We try to take it on our shoulders and we try to bulldoze ahead through the troubles and the trials of this life. Amen. And not even give God a chance. Amen. We serve a God tonight. I'm glad he's the great I am. Amen. Aren't you? Amen. I can see them as they come down through the wilderness. Hey, they get up against for 40 years they wandered there because of their unbelief. Hey, they didn't think God was able. Amen. The spies went down into the promised land and they come back, 10 of them, with an evil report. Amen. Discouraged the hearts of the people. Amen. Caused a doubt and unbelief to rise up. I'm going to tell you better be careful tonight, church, what kind of reports you give. Amen. Amen. You
better be careful how you talk about your preacher, amen. How you talk about the church and what's going on. Amen. There's some little ones listening, amen. And you might discourage their heart. Hey, there's some young Christians, amen, walking this way. I'm going to tell you now, them spies, I believe there's one out of every tribe, wouldn't they? I believe they probably picked out some devout men. Amen. Some men of reputation. Some brave men. Amen. Some soldiers that was well worthy and well able to go down in there and spy the land out. Amen. But those folks come back and brought an evil report. Amen. I wonder how many people's face been ruined. Amen. I talked to a preacher today and he said, I guess you're the first one I've ever told this. He said, when I was a little boy, said we was at church and said, I was running in and out and said, I should have been sitting down in the pew, but said, I went outside and said, while I was outside, there's two older men out there talking, and his daddy was a preacher too, and said, them two older men is out there talking about his daddy and how they didn't agree with him and they didn't think he was doing a good job. And he said, I never forgot that. Amen, be careful of the reports you bring. Amen, of this life and what God's able to do and how he's doing it. Amen, you better talk well and speak highly of the things of God. Amen, there's somebody listening tonight. But I can see them. Amen, they brought back the evil report. Amen, it caused them to wander in the wilderness 40 years, God did. But you know what? Even in that time of wandering and even in that time of being where they wasn't supposed to be, they wasn't supposed to be there 40 years. There's a lot of God's people ain't where they supposed to be tonight. And I don't know nothing about any of you. I just come to preach, amen. But I'm going to tell you, God didn't mean for them to be in the wilderness for 40 years, amen. And there's a lot of folks sitting in the church house today because of unbelief. They're wandering in the wilderness, amen. And they're going to have to die out, amen, before other folks can move forward. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. After they all died out in the children of Israel, God said it's time. And sent Joshua, he called him to take Moses' place. They come down against the Jordan River, amen. And no doubt them younger generation, they may have looked to Joshua and said, Joshua, do you think God's able? I believe Joshua might have looked up and said, why don't you ask him, amen? And he said, I am, as he rolled back at Jordan River, amen. They went across on dry ground. Amen, you know I believe that. I don't believe they even got muddy, amen. I believe that river was dry. You say God can't do it. Yes, he can, amen. I believe every word of this whole book. Amen. But I can see them as they go through the promised land. And under Joshua's leadership, they never lost but one battle, amen. And that was the battle after Achan had sinned. And I tell you what, I'm glad we got I am God, amen. As long as they walked in his way, amen. As long as they followed what he said and they stuck to his word, amen. They never saw defeat, amen. But when they was sinning in the camp, just one man sinned and he thought he had it hit. I'm going to tell you, it brought defeat. It cost his family their lives. It cost 3,000 men of Israel their lives. I'm going to tell you, sin will cost you tonight. Amen. But as long as there's a walk in the way God wanted them to walk, amen, they never saw defeat. They did see compromise one time. It cost them, amen. They failed to pray to God and seek his face. Remember, I can't remember what group of people it was. What was it, Brother Wynn? The Gibeonites, I believe it was. Amen. When they come down there and they come and they had on the garments, amen, that was all wore out and dusty, and they had took old wineskins and old moldy bread, and they come down there to Joshua and said, we live way, way over there. And said, we've seen how God's are destroying all these nations before you, and we want to make a covenant with you. And Joshua and the men there, the Bible said they didn't consider the Lord. They didn't pray. And God, they made a covenant with them people. And come to find out, those people were their next ones in line, pretty much. They're right there in the Canaan's land. I'm going to tell you, folks, we need... Boy, I'm going everywhere with this. That's all right, though. We need to consider God in everything that we do. Young folks, tonight, I tell you what, you ought to consider God in every step you take, amen. Include him in your life, amen. Because the devil's a deceiver and a liar, amen. And he'll come dressed in a way that you'll think that he's being truthful with you, and he'll tear your life down. Amen. But I can see him. As they go through the promised land of conquering and establishing their borders at God, of that land that God give them, amen. And as long as they ever come up against any enemy, amen, they could look up and say, God, are you able? And he say, I am. Amen. Amen. Hey, he say, I am. I'm able. I'm well able tonight. And God's still able tonight to take care of you. But I can see them too. And I thought about them old priests, Brother Wayne. I'm glad I'm not a priest. Amen. I'm glad I'm not. I mean, I'm a priest. I'm talking about in the Old Testament. Amen. God's made us priests and kings to Him. Amen. But I'm glad I wasn't one of them priests in the Old Testament. You talk about a job day in and day out of slaying the animals, amen, and draining the blood and offering it there. And now don't you think some of them priests, amen, day in and day out got tired of that, amen? I mean, it wasn't just a one day. It was continual. There was a continual offering before the children of Israel, amen, that God did not slay them, amen. And I can see them old priests, man, maybe some of them got tired and weary in the flesh, amen. And maybe some of them looked up and said, God, are you able, amen, to provide a sacrifice that can stop all this killing and stop all this blood flow? Are you able to do that? And I can see God bend over and say, I am, amen. And John speaks and points out there one day and said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, amen. Thank God He's able tonight, amen, to save to the uttermost those, amen, that will call upon Him, amen, by that precious blood, hey, that was shed on Calvary. I'm glad we still have an I am God. Ain't you? Amen. Now I've done crossed over to the second question. Amen. The first one said, what is His name? Speaking of God. And the second one says, and what is His Son's name, if thou canst tell? Amen. I think everybody knows the answer to that. Amen. We call Him Jesus tonight. Amen. I mean, the Bible said over there, that angel appeared to Mary and said, ye shall name Him Jesus. Call Him Jesus. He'll save His people from their sins. And I got to looking. You know, God said, my name's I Am. Well, if you look over in the Gospels, and I had it wrote down here, and I don't know what I've done with it. Notes don't do me no good. But if you look at the Gospels, if I can remember right, Matthew was wrote by a Jew, by a Jewish man, to the Jews. Amen. To prove that Christ was the promised Messiah of the Old Testament. And Mark was written, amen, it was written primarily to the Romans, amen, to show that Jesus, he was a servant and the Savior of the world, amen, the Savior. And Luke was a Gentile, if I'm not mistaken, amen. It was wrote to a Gentile audience, amen, and it showed that Jesus come to save all. He just come to love everybody. And the theme of Luke is, I mean, He's taking in the poor and the lame and the outcast, amen. But then you get to the Gospel of John, amen. And the Gospel of John, John said, I wrote these things that you might believe that Jesus was the Son of God, amen. I'm going to tell you, the book of John speaks of the deity of Christ, amen, the incarnation of God, amen. I mean, it's a whole different gospel altogether. I mean, it just talks of the glory. I mean, it presents Jesus as the Son of God. And I got to looking in there, and you know, we've got the seven I Ams of the Gospel of John. Amen. I mean, He said, I am the bread of life. Amen. Amen. He that believeth on Me shall never hunger, and he that cometh to Me shall never thirst. Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight, that great I Am over in the book of Exodus just stepped out onto the scene of this earth, amen, about 2,000 years ago, and He's still as much the great I Am today as He was in Exodus. He's still as much the great I Am today as He was when He walked on this earth and when He said, I am the bread of life. I'm going to tell you tonight, if you're here tonight and you're needing something, amen, I'm going to tell you, He's what you need. Amen, bread. You know, we live in a day when bread's not really bread. Did anybody know that? Amen. We live in a day when bread ain't nothing but filler. Amen. I don't know about you, but you eat a piece of a sandwich with a piece of light bread and it gobs up in your mouth, and you know, somebody's trying to talk to you and you're trying to breathe. And you know, it ain't nothing. You know, did you know they tell you now not to eat bread because it's bad for your heart, don't they? Has anybody got a heart problem? That's one of the things you ain't supposed to eat. Did you know, I believe it's over in the book of Psalms, it said God give herbs for the healing of man and for the service of man and bread for his heart. I just thought this was interesting because my wife, if she is here, she'd tell you. Now we live do things the old timey way, and we got a mill down in our basement and we grind our own grain. Amen. She makes bread out of the whole wheat grain. I mean, there's nothing missing. And I'm going to tell you, you could take a loaf of that bread and you could fight a battle with it. I mean, it'll do something for you. Amen. And when you eat it, it'll satisfy you. Amen. I can sit down of a morning and I can eat a piece of her bread and some honey. Amen. And I can go almost all day on that meal. Amen. But that piece of light bread you buy from a store today ain't worth nothing. And that's where we're at today spiritually, amen. The world's tried to take all the goody out of God, amen, and give us a wonder bread, amen. I mean, people go to church and they want to sing and they want to feel good and they have a little program for this and a little program for that, amen, but there ain't nothing there. Thank God for the Word of God and an old-timey preacher that'll get up and preach, amen, the bread of life and feed my soul, Brother Wynn. I'm glad for the bread that can feed you tonight. And Jesus said, I am that bread. Amen. He said, I am. Now I may not get these in order. Amen. But he said, I am the door. Amen. If any man come in by me, he should go in and out and find pasture. Amen. I thank God for the day when I was 16 years old and I came through the door. Amen. There's a lot of people are trying to climb up the other way. The Bible said if you climb up any other way, you're a thief and a robber. Amen. But thank God when you go through the door. Amen. You got right to come and to go. Amen. Into God's house and into God's presence. And he said you'll find pasture. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of folk, a star says they're Christian today, and they ain't eating no bread, and they ain't finding no pasture, and they're just spiritually dead, amen. I'm going to tell you, there's a difference between a live man and a dead man, amen. God made me alive about I can't remember how many years ago when I was 16, I became alive. And I like bread, and I like to find pasture, and I like to come and go among God's people. But he said, I'm the good shepherd. Amen. If you notice that word, I am. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd give his life for the sheep. And I'm glad he said also on over in that scripture, he said, and the sheep, my sheep, they know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Amen. Thank God for that. They tell me over in Israel, amen, that they'll take and they call it the fold, amen, of a night. They'll bring all the sheep into the fold. All the different shepherds will. They'll bring all the sheep and mix them together. And the next morning when they go out to go to take them to pasture, one will come by and he'll open up the fold and he'll holler for his sheep. Here then all his sheep will come out. And then the next one will come and holler for his sheep and all his sheep will come out. And they follow him and they know his voice. I'm glad tonight that a true child of God knows the voice of the shepherd. Amen. Now I'm going, that don't mean you might not get mixed up along the way every now and again. And maybe you might start off the wrong way. But I'm glad when the shepherd hollers, amen, when the shepherd calls your name, you know his voice and you're going to turn around and come right back to the shepherd. Amen. Amen. That's how you can tell God's children they're following the shepherd. Amen. Amen. Those that say I'm born again and I'm saved, I'm going to heaven, and they ain't a following the shepherd, I don't put much stock in that. Amen. Something ain't right. But he said, I am the good shepherd. Amen. On over to another place, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. I'm glad today he's the only way. Amen. There's a world full of lost folk out here, and you and I tonight, amen, that know Jesus. We need to be appointing people the right way. Amen. I tell you, you ever been out on the road somewhere and somebody flag you down and say, I'm lost. Can you tell me how to go? And if you know how to go, you're glad to give them directions and help them out. Well, I tell you tonight, church, we need to be busy at giving out directions, amen, telling folk about Jesus, amen. It's a narrow way. The Bible said, straight is the way and narrow is the gate that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it, amen. I bet you know what you can do along this way. You can point people in that direction, amen. I can't save them and you can't save them, but we can point them to the one that said, I am the way and the truth and the life. Amen. Not only that, he said, I am the vine. Amen. If you abide in me, ye shall bring forth much fruit. Amen. It's pleasing to God that you bring forth fruit tonight. Amen. What kind of fruit should I bring forth? Amen. I think people's got fruit all mixed up. You can go read in the book of Galatians and see what a Christian ought to be bringing forth. Now, this is interesting too. I'm going to turn and read it. I had to memorize, and sure as the world, I'll miss it. But over in Galatians chapter 5. Listen to this. I never seen this before just a couple weeks ago. It says, but the fruit, singular, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. The fruit. Amen. It's not fruits. Amen. I mean, if you're a child of God and you're bringing forth fruit, amen, you're going to have all them in your life at the same time. Amen. And you know what? They sometimes you take, I got apple trees and berry bushes and everything around my house. There's times that there's no fruit. Does that make that not an apple tree? No. There's fruitful seasons, ain't they? And there's seasons that are not fruitful. Amen, that's the same way in our life. But I'm going to tell you, an apple tree, I got four or five I like to graft. And I've got four or five little apple trees that I planted when they were just seedlings. And I've grafted into them. And I've been too sorry to move them, amen. And they've got big, amen. And they're in a little old tight spot. I don't know how in the world I'm going to move them. But I got to get them moved somewhere because they're getting ready to start bearing fruit, amen. And they need space to grow. But I'm going to tell you, I don't fool around with a tree that won't bear fruit. I mean, I'll plant them, and if they grow, and it comes time for them to have fruit on them, and they ain't got fruit, I go out there and saw them. I got a cherry tree that's getting real close, amen. He's had about 3 or 4 years, and he just got a few on it this year. If he don't have some next year, he's going. Amen. I'm going to tell you, a Christian tonight, amen. Now, they may not be fruiting some of these little young Christians. Amen. You might not see fruit for a year or two, maybe four or five. But I'm going to tell you, somebody that's been born again, somewhere along the way, that fruit is going, I mean, them buds is going to blossom, amen. And that fruit's going to come out. And that's what I like about these old saints of God, amen, that's been on the road for a long time. I mean, nothing gets them stirred up. They've got faith. They've got patience. Hey, they've got meekness, and they've got love, and they've got kindness, amen. And you can just see the fruit all over. You know what fruit does? Fruit makes me hungry. Amen. I don't know about anybody else. I see a cherry tree, I got to stop. My wife says I'm too bold. I'll stop anywhere and ask anybody anything just about. I'll stop and say, can I eat some cherries off your tree? Amen. Or can I have picked some apples? I stopped and asked this one lady one time. She had four apple trees in her backyard and they was absolutely loaded. And I stopped and asked her, I said, ma'am, I said, me and my wife makes apple cider. I said, would you care if I picked apples off your trees? I said, they just loaded. They're going to break. She said, honey, said, you just go help yourself. She said, you pick every apple on them trees. They're yours. Well, I come back the next day, and I was going to get every apple. It takes a lot to make cider. So I picked all I could reach, put them in a sack off the first tree. Then when I got all I could reach, I grabbed that tree, and I went to shaking, and they all fell on the ground. I picked every apple off that tree. I started on the second tree, and I got about all of them picked off, and I got done with that, and I started on the third tree, and boy, she come around now. She said, Sonny, don't you think you ought to leave a few apples on there for somebody else? But when I get fruit, I get fruit. Amen. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something. Fruit will make you hungry. Fruit will make other people hungry. Amen. I tell you, the world's seen enough of what the world's got to offer. Amen. They need to see fruit in mine and your life. Amen. What a time to show fruit. In the day we live in, when the world's falling apart around us, if we can just have peace and joy and long-suffering and kindness and meekness and faith and gentleness and goodness in our life, amen, the world's going to see that. Amen. I mean, I'm afraid too many times they see people professing to be Christ, and they're grouchy, and they're mad, and they're upset, and they're worried, and they're wringing their hands and wondering, how in the world are we going to make it? Amen. God said, I'll go with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. I'm going to tell you, He's the great I Am. Amen. He's not going to leave us. But He said, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. If you'll abide in me, you'll bring forth fruit. Amen. Amen. Then He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. Ain't that good? You know why the Muslims... Do you know why the Muslims tonight are so powerful and they get what they want? It's because they're not afraid to die. Right. Amen. They go through this life headlong and they're not afraid to die. They believe if they die fighting for their cause, they'll go directly to paradise and everything will be all right and fine and dandy. Well, I'm going to tell you, we got the promises of an I Am God, that He is the resurrection and the life. And even though we may be dead, if we believe in Him, the Bible says we'll live again. I'm going to tell you, the Bible said to fear God that can destroy the body and soul in hell, not to fear man that can destroy this body, but to fear God. Hey, I'm going to tell you, children of God, we are to go forth in this world without fear, amen, and do the will of God. Amen. Amen. I mean, we're living in a time when it's going to start costing to be a Christian. I believe that with all my heart. If the Lord don't come, it's going to cost you something to be a Christian. Amen. If you're going to stand and you're going to stand on what you believe in, it may start off costing you a fine. Amen. Then it may start off costing you some property. Amen. Then it may start off costing you some jail time. And if time goes on, I believe it'll get to where it'll cost you your life. Amen. And you say, that's crazy. No, it ain't. Amen. If the homosexuals, amen, if the Muslims and a lot of these other folks have their way, they'd kill every one of us right now. Amen. And get us out of the way. Amen. And it's a coming to that.
But I'm glad he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen, Brother Wynn, they can kill me if they want to, but I won't be dead. Amen, ain't that good? Ain't that good tonight? The great I am. I started telling you about the book of John. I got to looking one day in a count, and in the book of John, Jesus said, I am 50 times if I counted right. Amen. It started over there in the fourth chapter of John, where he's talking to the woman of the well, and she said, we know that one day the Messiah is going to come, and when he comes, he's going to tell us all things. And Jesus said, I that speak unto thee am he. He said, I am. And then the last time is over there in the Garden of Gethsemane. He told Mary, he said, don't touch me not, for I am not ascended unto the Father. 48 times in between those two times, Jesus said the words, I am. I believe he is trying to tell us something, don't you? I believe he's trying to tell us he's God. Over in the book of the Revelation, he said, I am the beginning, the first and the last. I'm getting it wrong. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. He said, I am he that was, he that is, he that was, and he that shall be, the Almighty. And I thought about that, and I thought, man, he's all I need in a mighty way. Amen. He's the first and the last. He's everything in between. And then over there in the last book of the Revelation, he said, I am the root and the offspring of David. I believe he said that to give hope to Israel. Amen. Amen. He's going to come back and sit on the throne of his father David. Amen. And rule and reign this whole earth for 1,000 years. I hope you believe that way. I may be crossing the doctrinal line there. But I believe he's going to come back and rule and reign in this earth. And the Bible teaches me we're going to rule and reign with him. Amen. I like that. You know what? Maybe I'm a dreamer, Brother Wynn, but I believe God during that time is going to give humanity a chance to live like he intended for them to live. Amen. In the Garden of Eden, when there was no sin, I believe it's going to be perfect. Amen. He's going to rule and rod. If there's anybody, he's going to rule and reign with a rod of iron. If there's anybody crosses his rule, they're going to be crushed. Yeah. You're an amen. And God's people's going to get to have they're going to get to live. Amen. For 1,000. You know, God put, I love to fish, and I don't know how long I've been, and I'm going to shut up here in a minute. But I love to fish and hunt and get out in the woods. I love to make stuff. I got more hobbies than you can shake a stick at. But I ain't got time for them. I want to put this first. Amen. God's working on me. You can ask, Lord, my name, your name's gone. In school, I hunted, didn't I? I mean, I hunted. I got a reputation. I go every day. Well, God won't let me do that so much anymore. But God put desires in our heart. Amen. He give you a desire to like to do what you want to do. He made us human. He knows what we're all about. And this is maybe it's just dreaming, but I believe during that time, I don't know if he let me hunt or not. They said nothing to die in that time. But I believe God let us live is what I'm trying to say. If we'll live our life for him down here right now, amen, during this little brief time that we have on this earth, if we'll give our life to him, he said, if you'll be faithful about a few things, he said, I'll make you ruler over many. I really believe that if we'll give our life to him. Amen. His eternity's going to be wonderful, folks. But he said, I am the bride and the morning star. It's getting dark. But I'm glad the great I am. He's getting ready. You know, when you can take a light and out in the middle of a bright day at noon, and you can take a flashlight and shine it, and it don't mean much. But you go out there on a night when the moon ain't a shining, it's dark and cloudy, and you got a flashlight, you can see it for miles. Amen. It's dark right now. Amen. The church is the light of the world. We ought to be a shining right now, church. What an opportunity to shine. Amen. The multitudes are looking for something. What an opportunity to shine as a church. But one day he's going to shine. Amen. The bride and morning star. After a night of darkness, a night of trouble and trials, amen, he's going to step out on the scene. We're going to see him. The Bible says we'll know him as he is. We'll be made like unto him. I'm glad I serve I am God. Amen. I could share with you the testimony of my life. God's been amazing to me. I mean, you just wouldn't believe. And I'd love maybe someday, Brother Wynn, to get me back and God will let me share my testimony. But you just wouldn't believe what God's done for me in this life. And I praise him. And I'm glad I serve and I am God. Amen. And if you're a child of God, he's as big today as he was when he rolled the Red Sea back. Amen. He ain't lost one bit of power. Amen. Brother Wynn, that's all I've got tonight.